pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion until there is only my voice that you are hearing. Only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Just deep and obedient. Totally relaxed. Just listening and obeying and relaxing. So deep, so very, very obedient and relaxed. Just listen to my voice and obey and relax. You are discovering a new desire in yourself, a new craving within yourself, and it is getting stronger and stronger. You are beginning to crave to be beaten. To be beaten with all of your master's implements of pain. You love the feeling. You love the way the pain shoots through you. It is becoming the most exquisite pleasure you can imagine. It is the greatest pleasure you can imagine. It is so much better, stronger than any other pleasure you can receive. You're not sure how it happened, but you are becoming addicted to pain. You are needing it so very, very badly, craving it so very, very badly. It is becoming second nature to you to beg to be beaten, to beg to be strokes from all of your master's favorite implements, all of your master's favorite toys. You want to be beaten. You want to be beaten severely, intensely. You want to be beaten as thoroughly as possible. This is the kind of beating you want. The most intense, most intensely powerful beating your master will give you. The beating should echo through your body, and every blow, will be the purest ecstasy to you. You are coming to crave pleasure, to crave the pleasure of being beaten. It is better, better even than coming. It is better than orgasm. It is better than anything else. You crave the pleasure, the pain so very, very strongly. It is more important than your own personal pleasure. It is so much more important than your own personal pleasure. You need the pain. The desire seems to grow in you a little more each day. It gets stronger and stronger. It is just totally irresistible to you. You need the pain. You crave the pain. You desire the pain. The pain is your world and you need it. You need it so very, very badly. You want to beg your master to mark you so that you can bear his marks on your flesh. You want him to remind you constantly of his ownership of you, to remind you constantly of how helpless you are, of how utterly owned you are, and that is what these beatings reflect. These beatings are going to become more important to you, more intense to you than your own pleasure. You will need them more than your own pleasure. It is going to get to the point where you would rather be beaten than come. You'll still want to come. You'll still want to come badly. But if you have to choose between a few more licks and getting to orgasm, you will discover that you are choosing to be beaten, that you need to be beaten, that you crave it so very, very badly. So very, very strongly. You love being beaten. It just simply sends shivers through your body. It is its own unique ecstasy, and you need it, and you want it, and you desire it, and the desire is getting stronger and stronger with every passing day. You may crave an orgasm, but even better than that is a few more licks with whatever your master chooses to beat you with. You want those licks. You crave them. You need them. You desire them. You beg for them. You beg for them every chance you get. They are that important to you. They are that very, very important to you. You need to be beaten. It is your strongest desire. You love feeling the pain shooting through your body. Shooting through your body so that you can wear the marks of your master on you. So that you can be marked by him, by whatever he chooses to beat you with. You want him to beat you. You want him to beat you very, very hard. Every blow sends shudders of ecstasy through your body that is even better than coming. You are addicted to being beaten by your master. You are so addicted that it is going to become more important than your own need to come, and that need is very, very strong. That desire is very strong, but even more important to you. Even more intense to you is your need to be beaten, is your need to feel him beating you, hitting you, leaving his marks upon you. You crave them so very, very deeply inside of you. You deserve to be beaten. You want to be beaten. You want to be covered with his marks, to feel the stinging blows rain down upon you. It is a desire you cannot set aside or resist. It is a desire you cannot deny. You just simply have to be beaten. You crave it so much, so very, very badly. You need it so much, so very, very badly. You need new marks, new blows. You need to be covered with the blows, covered with welts. You need to feel every implement of his upon your flesh. This is what you need more than anything else, even more than orgasm. You love playing with yourself, but a few good strokes, that is even better. That is even more important to you. You are going to set aside your desires for pleasure, for your need for pain, and it is a need, and it is growing inside of you. It is getting stronger with every passing day. You need to be hurt. You need to be beaten. You crave it more than orgasm. It is more intense than orgasm. It is more satisfying than orgasm. A good blow sends shudders through your body, and they are not just shudders of pain, but shudders of pleasure as well. Pain is becoming pleasure for you, and it is becoming the most intense pleasure you can feel. It is becoming the most intense pleasure you can endure. It is just so very, very wonderful. You need it so very, very badly. You want it so very, very badly. You can imagine what the blows are going to feel like right now. You can imagine them, and you know that you want them. You know that you want to ask your master for them. You want to be beaten. You want to be hurt. You want to feel these blows more than anything else to them, to the exclusion of everything else, to the exclusion of your own orgasm. Your own orgasm is less important than the pain. The pain is just so very, very intense. So very, very wonderful. You need it so very badly. You crave it so very badly. That is how important it is to you. That is how much you need it, how much you crave it, how much you desire it. The idea of being beaten is filling your mind, and it is such a good idea, such a pleasant idea that you need it. You want it, you desire it. The caress of a cane or any other implement of pain is so very, very intensely sexual. It is better than anything. It is even better than the release of orgasm. That is how very, very much you enjoy it. How very, very much you crave it. How very, very much you desire it. You will beg your master for more licks. You will plead with him to give you more, even if it means you do not get to come. It is so important to you that you receive his pain, that you receive his marks. You just simply have to have them. You just simply cannot resist them. You have to beg for them. You have to plead for them. You have to crave them, to desire them, to get them in any way you can. You need to feel your pain. You need to beg for it from your master. It fulfills you in ways that even an orgasm cannot. You want to bear his marks proudly, willingly. You want them crisscrossing your body. You want them because it is a sign of how he feels for you. It is a sign that you are a very good slave, very obedient, and therefore you give these marks to him. You beg for these marks even over your own orgasm. That is how very much you want them. It is just the most intense feeling you can imagine. The most intense, powerful feeling to be beaten by your master using whatever method he should choose. You need it. You want it. You desire it. You crave it. You will come back for it again and again. And the pleasure will get stronger and stronger and stronger as you listen to this file over and over, and it ingrains these ideas in your mind. You will accept them as the truth. You will seek out the pain. You will seek out the pain because it gives you more pleasure than anything else. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you from now on. And now it is time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake and ready for your pain. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed it.